Yesterday we were talking to the researchers from Case Western Reserve University who were working on a robot that is sort of built on the concept of a cockroach. Remember that? They're one of the finalists for the 1998 Discover Awards for Technological Innovation. I mentioned yesterday, too, that Johan Borenstein, a research scientist at the University of Michigan, is also one of the finalists for a project that he is working on, and he joins us right now this afternoon. And Johan, it's great to have you with us.
Yes, hello, Todd. Great to be with you.
Tell me a little bit about this guide cane that you have developed.
Well, the guide cane is a robotic guidance device for the blind. It looks a little bit like an upright vacuum cleaner in that it has wheels and it has a body that is resting on the wheels, and then it has a long handle stick that the blind user holds while pushing the guide cane ahead of him or herself, just like somebody would push a vacuum cleaner ahead. And the wheels on the guide cane are steerable, and they steer around obstacles. The guide cane detects obstacles, and the wheels steer around them. And the blind user feels this steering action in their hands.
So it saves that work of sort of tapping that you would do with a regular cane in front of you, that this is actually doing with sonar what you would normally do when you're tapping the cane.
That's exactly correct. And furthermore, it extends the view, if we could call it so, that the user has with the tapping cane. With the white cane, the user can only tap up to 3 feet ahead of him or herself, whereas the guide cane can look ahead a little further than that.
This is, you say, what about, I've heard about 80% reliable at this point?
Yes, well, that's a number that we quote. The number is hard to define. The point is the system is not completely reliable. There are certain obstacle configurations that we cannot detect with the guide cane. For example, imagine I was pushing the guide cane underneath a table, let's say a long table, and I'm approaching it from the side, and the guide cane can go underneath the table, and the ultrasonic sensors that look ahead, again, think of the vacuum cleaner, they don't see anything. They see free space, whereas there really is a table. And so that would be one of the problems.
Some obstacles to overcome, but good luck to you. You're going to find out what, June 6th?
Yes, I'm excited about that.
Okay.
Indeed.
Johan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Johan Borenstein is an associate research scientist, and it is June 6th when he will find out if he is the winner of the 1998 Discover Awards for Technological Innovation. There is a $100,000 prize that comes along with that, too, and there are 45 finalists who are all of them developing some fascinating and interesting projects. You might have seen an article in USA Today. There was one earlier this week in some of the other science journals. Certainly Discover Magazine has publicized some of these too, and the winner will be announced in the July issue. Glad you could be with us on the Todd Munch Show today. We have Talk of the Nation coming next here on Michigan Radio.